my younger brother. Taught him everything he knows.
You don't want to see where this fight is headed. Turn on over.
I'm still his trainer.
Dickie Eklund and his half-brother, Mickey Ward, were local heroes in Lowell, Massachusetts in the 1980s. Dickie, the pride of Lowell, had a brief, promising boxing career, but his addiction to drugs knocked him out of contention. Then the spotlight moves to Mickey. With Dickie as his trainer and their mother Alice as manager, Mickey steps into the ring, but he seems constantly mismatched and destined to lose every fight.
Look at the size of that guy. He's got 20 pounds on me, Dickie.
You don't fight, nobody gets paid.
Battered and bruised and more than a little disillusioned, Mickey, encouraged by his girlfriend Charlene, decides he has to stand up to his family and get out of the game.
I'm quitting, Shelley. I'm done fighting. I don't need it anymore.
It's sad that you let them take it away from you.
I was embarrassed. I told everybody I was going to win that fight and get back on track. I'm sick of being a disappointment.
But then he gets another chance. With the condition attached, his family has to stay out of his career.
Look, Mick, nobody's got heart like you. You're a very talented fighter. I want to give you a real shot. Make one last run at this thing before it's too late.
What about my brother? He's taught me everything I know. I can't do it without him.
With all due respect, he's too much trouble.
Mickey gets his title shot, but not until he reconciles with his family and gets Dickie back in his corner. Mark Wahlberg stars as Mickey Ward, and growing up in Massachusetts, not far from where the brothers live, he knew their story would make a good film, but Wahlberg had to learn how to fight, not only in the boxing ring, but also in the studio executive suites, to get the film made.
I had already promised Mickey, Dickie, Alice, Charlene, everybody else involved, that we were going to get this movie made, and it seemed, you know, at first glance, like it was a no-brainer. I mean, amazing parts, what a wonderful story, a really new and interesting world that you're not that familiar with, and it just wasn't meant to be. So it just had to grab a hold of it and force it to happen, sheer will and determination, but very much like Mickey's journey to winning the title, you know, he just had to go and make it happen.
Mick, what's the problem?
The problems.
What problems?
What problem?
Problems.
What
like problems? What? Like maybe you not showing up on time to train? Like maybe him having to come find you in a crack house when you're supposed to be at the airport.
That's Amy Adams as the sassy, outspoken Charlene, who finds herself caught between Mickey and his family.
She was just a girl trying to make good, you know, trying to deal with what she had. You know what struck me about Charlene is that you had all these huge personalities, and she never once was like, let me tell you my side of the story. She never did. She was not about drawing attention to herself. She was really happy that Mickey's story was being told, and she was really supportive of that.
Christian Bale plays Dickie, who has to overcome his self-destructive habits before he can really become the support that his brother needs.
I think that he was an absolute source of inspiration initially, and then I think he probably became an absolute confusion for his younger brother, because it's an immensely loyal family and they're immensely loyal brothers. But once Dickie was able to initiate and say it's no longer his time, it's Mickey's time now, and then convince the rest of the family of that, which took some doing, then after that, Dickie was no end of help for Mickey. I don't think that it could have happened without the one or the other. You know, this movie wouldn't exist without that beautiful relationship between the two brothers.
Dickie's a junk bag.
Hey.
He's a junk bag.
Why am I the problem? I'm his blood. I'm his family. I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, not you, and not you. I know what I need.
And you need Dickie?
I want Dickie back. And I want you, Charlene. And I want O'Keefe. I want my family. What's wrong with that?
Although the film recreates some key bouts from early in Mickey Ward's career, director David O. Russell says the family's struggle, not the boxing, is really what the fighter is about.
Christian and I initially agreed that Dickie should be someone you love. You know, Mark and I knew that Mickey was someone you loved because he's taking all the heat for the whole movie that's swirling around him. And it was a question of how you could plug into Mark's emotions, feeling that and understanding why he would put up with it, why he needed it. That's the heart of the story. Why Mickey wanted these powers that forced him into the championship. That's the crucible that put him there. Charlene and the family and his brother. He got the discipline from the cop in his corner, and he got the inspiration from an older brother who could give him the mantle. You can't get better inspiration than that.
Mickey has a chance to do something that I never did, and he needs me.
Okay, I'll see you in Mickey's corner.
Mickey Ward won the IBF Light Welterweight Championship in 2000, and he retired from the ring 3 years later. The Fighter features Melissa Leo as the overbearing but well-meaning mother Alice, and former police officer Mickey O'Keefe plays himself as Mickey's trainer during his career comeback. Much of the film was shot on location in and around Mickey and Dickie's hometown of Lowell, Massachusetts. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.